what do you call a part of a woman's dress where the material comes down and then goes back up underneath and is stitched?
So, well, it wasn't it called out of hem?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we have it on men's clothes too.
Yeah.
Shirts and pants. What would you call the parts of a man's suit?
Suit?
Yeah.
Well, it'd be a coat and a vest and pants, be three of them.
Uh-huh.
But they quit making them vests nearly, ain't they?
Yeah, just about.
I've got two suits in there. Got vest too. One that had.
I threw away a couple of vests about 5 years ago, I guess.
Yeah.
Never wore them when I had the suits. The suit wore out and I still had the vest.
Yeah.
Had two pair of pants too. When you were a boy, did men generally wear belts to hold up their pants?
No, they wore them old suspenders. Mostly went up over their shoulder.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hotter than Dickens.
Yeah, they was. It'd hold a shirt down next to your body, wouldn't it?
What do you call those big things that you put on your legs when you're going out to round up cattle and going to be in the brush?
Oh, you call them lagging, or chaps, either.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, that's the same thing.
Made out of leather? Or,
yeah.
Would this be with wool on the outside? Or
wool?
Well, the woolly kind or the smooth kind?
It's some of them. I never would use them. I've got a pair, but they made out of straight leather.
Uh-huh.
Them woolly kind are too bad to get these cuckleburrs in them.
Uh-huh.
Long, you know, a long time ago, you'd ride here in these stalk fields, be a lot of cuckleburrs. You'd just come out of that cover of cuckleburrs. You had them little woolly kind on.
It would be like picking a dog.
Yeah.
Huh?
They made them out of that, but in that cold country, I guess they'd use them. A lot up north had made out of that Angora goat hide is a wookaroo.
Mercy, I bet they're warm.
Yeah, but I'd rather this have the straight leather kind.
Do they turn chiggers?
Turn chiggers?
Or do the chiggers get right in underneath them?
You mean them chaps?
Yeah.
No, them chiggers get under them. Yeah, sure.
I think they'll get under most anything.
Yeah, they would.
I picked up a few more bites the other day. I had 10, got last Saturday.
Yeah.
And they just gnaw on me and gnaw on me.
Some little brown ticks come here this year that about as big as a flea. They're the worst things I ever seen.
I picked one of those off night before last.
I never did see any of them till this year. I've seen, been ticks here all the time, but there's a tick with a speck in their back, but these little old ticks are solid color and they're not any bigger than a pinhead.
Huh. Yeah, that's what I had, just brown.
And they brown, they dig right into you.
Oh, say, I was going to ask you about your fence out here. This is a wooden fence, isn't it?
Yeah.
What kind of a fence do you call that?
Well, I guess you call that a paling fence, what I'd call it, made out of paling.
Have you ever heard chiggers called red bugs?
Yeah, but I think them red bugs are a little different to chiggers.
Oh.
I believe they are.
Do you have those around here?
No, we haven't had any in several years, but we have had them out there in that old chicken yard house.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't noticed any in a long time. But we've got chiggers here.
I think they're all over the state.
Yeah, they are.
I'm spreading a bunch of them, I'm sure.
Them red bugs, though, I think they're a little bit larger than a chigger.
Hmm.
Yeah.
They live on chickens, huh?
Yeah, they get on chicken.
If you have an old hen and a bunch of little chicks, where do they stay? In the chicken house?
Well, you mean old hen that's a hatching?
Yeah.
I know they wouldn't stay in a chicken house. You have to